One of the reasons we didn't count, rather say Tachnun today, was because tonight is Rosh Chodesh. Of course, we also didn't say Tachnun all month. But nonetheless, because of that, tomorrow as well as Thursday, we'll be davening Shacharis an earlier time at 6:30. Continuing to learn a bit of the laws of Sfiras Omer, the next halacha states in the Mechaber, Im ta'u biyom ha'mu'unan. A person would make a mistake in counting the Omer, thinking that it was nighttime, but really it's light out. But because it was biyom ha'mu'unan, is a cloudy day, which we've been experiencing a lot lately, you accidentally thought that it was already night, and therefore you counted the Omer thinking as such. Uberichu al sfiras Omer, not only did you count while it was still the day before sunset, of course you said a bracha as well. So the Mechaber tells us that chozin lisbar, a person needs to count once again kishet chashach. Once it gets dark, you have to wait until shkia, until sunset, or until it's maybe even later than that. That's when a person should count. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, quoting the words of the Rashba, which is he explains over there, shehakahal hispalu gam. Mariv Kodim. We know that there's sometimes, like we do in the summer, we daven Mariv on Shabbos even while it's still light out. Well, inyan Mariv ein lehem lachso espalel. Certainly, once a person had davened the Amida, we don't daven another Shmon Esrei. And the reason why we allow to sometimes even daven an earlier time, among other reasons, mishum tircha de tzibura. For us to wait until an extended period of time, that would be very troublesome and difficult for the congregation to have to wait so long. Rak, however, le'inyan sfira, lo mashkechinan betircha didhu. We're not as concerned when it comes to the counting, because when it comes to a minyan, Shmon Esrei, we gather together. To wait an extended period of time is tircha de tzibura. Person to count the Omer, we're not going to have you do while it's still light out. How could you say that today is day number 10 when it's still light out? It's still day number 9. It's still the 9th. Apparently until, as the Rashba says, until the stars have come out, when it's 100% the next day, because it's completely dark, that's the time in which a person can count the Omer. Which is difficult, the words of the Rashba, because ourselves, as many, many, many communities, when they count the Omer, they do not necessarily wait until Seitz HaKochavim. They wait until after Shkia, and maybe a few minutes afterwards, depending on your custom. So, according to the Rashba, it sounds like we're supposed to be waiting a whole lot longer, so we're going to have to deal with that issue. But the Mechaber before continues, and it's very important to listen to the language of the Mechaber. He says, medaktikin, those who are extremely meticulous in the observance of all mitzvos, einam sofrim ad seitz hachochavim, those people should not count until the stars come out, v'chein roi lasos. And he concludes saying it's certainly is the preferred method. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. The Mishnah Berurah deals with the question that we've been discussing before. Is Sfiras HaOmer midrabanan, or is it midraisa? The obligation of counting nowadays, b'zman hazeh, do we have a Torah obligation? And we discussed, it seems obvious, the Pesukim tell us so. It's according to the Rambam, is clearly like that. But many other poskim are the opinion that Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh is only midrabanan. It's rabbinic in nature. And they explain, among the others, the Ran, as well as others, explain that because the idea of Sfira is connected to the Karbanos. We don't bring the Omer, because we don't have the base of Mikdash. So therefore, it's really Zechel Mikdash. That's the reason why we count the Omer. It's also explained, as we did before, the reason why we said immediately afterwards, the Harachaman, that Hashem should rebuild the base of Mikdash so that we'll be able to count the Omer in the proper way, Midderaisa. So one can ask, what's the difference? It's the Rabbanan, it's the Raisa. So it's the Rabbanan. Let's say it is. That means I don't have to do it. You still have the same obligation to count the Omer. So what if it's Midderabbanan and Midderaisa? So there's two differences, at least we're going to discuss today, there are many others, with regard to whether or not we paskin midrabanan, that counting the Omer is only rabbinic in nature, or it's deraisa. We'll start off actually with the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says as follows. Ayin ba'achronim shenechachu be'im mana b'rashi tevos. So the question, when it comes to counting the Omer, can you count using the Rashi Tevos, translated as an acronym? For example, instead of saying, Today is the second day of the Omer. You say Hayom Bet Yomim. Today is Bet Yomim, which is Bet, of course, is the Rashi Teva for two. The Kedomer is something similar to this. The person is Yotze by counting in that fashion. So the Chok Yaakov tells us, Kivan derov poskim ikr sphere bismanazah enu ela derabanan. Since the Chok Yaakov, among other poskim, hold that the counting of Omer is merely rabbinic in nature, ein lahachmir misveka. In the case where we're in doubt over here, or you Yotze by saying it this way, that today is Hayom Bet Yomim. So because it's a doubt, we're going to go lenient. Because of the general principle of Sveka Durabanan Lukula. When there's a doubt with regard to a law which is rabbinic in nature, we go lenient. On the other hand, if we would hold that Sfiras Omer is Diraisa, we hold Safik Diraisa Lukumra, that we go strict when in doubt when it comes to a biblical commandment. So therefore, because the Chok Yaakov holds that anytime there's a suffix, some doubt of whether or not you count the Omer properly, of course you should count the best way, the way that we do it, but in the case that, let's say it was already after the fact, and someone asked, well, I counted this way, should I continue to count with a bracha, I did this, I've been counting up until now, we would allow you to continue to do so because of this concept of suffix, derabanan. The Don, he says, now, kol panim im berach belev, if a person would not say the words at all, explains the Berach Halacha, bevade lo yatsa klal, certainly did not fulfill the mitzvah, because of the principle, the hior lav kedir b'dami, a person's thoughts is not comparable to actually saying it. So therefore, because of the principle of hior lav kedir b'dami, you actually have to count the Omer, you have to say it, which is a very important idea, because otherwise, no one would ever be allowed to say a bracha. Why? Because we know that when a person, before we count the Omer, some people are knowing to say, yesterday was such and such. And the reason is, because if you say the actual day of the Omer, then you already fulfilled the mitzvah. Once you already fulfilled the mitzvah, you can't say the bracha that night. Of course, you can count with a bracha the future nights. But the question is, if you would hold here as kedibur dami, that your thought is as though you said it, so before you say the bracha, every single person already knows, well, yesterday was day whatever, so obviously you can add that plus one, and you know what today is, and you begin counting. If you'd hold here kedibur dami, person would really never be able to say the bracha. You fulfill the mitzvah immediately by thinking what day of the Omer it is. So anyway, the point is we hold that here is lav kedibur dami. You have to say you have to count. In the case of a suffix, by you counting in a strange way by saying Rashi Tevos, according to the opinion of Chok Yaakov, because it's rabbinic in nature, that's one reason why a person can continue to count with a bracha in the future. Now the Mishnah Berurah gives us another difference between whether you hold it's ben rabbanan deraisa, and he says like this: Ratzal Amar diminat din hayashil hakel lispor mishit tachashach. Once a person gets to the point of the day that it is already shkia, it's just begun getting a little bit dark. Af kodem seitz hakachavim, even before the stars come out, you are also allowed to count the Omer. Question is, why would you think you could? Why would you think you couldn't? Because we know Seitz HaKochavim, it's Vaday Laila. It's definitely the next day. So therefore, you would think that you should certainly wait until that point in time. What is the time between sunset and Seitz HaKochavim? It's called Ben HaShmashos, loosely translated as twilight. And Ben HaShmashos, really, to translate it into Hebrew, is Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lila. At that point, we're not sure, is it still the previous day, or is it already the next night? It's a Suffolk. We're not sure. Never because of that, with regard to certain halachas, we go strict. So because we, for example, on Shabbos, we accept Shabbos immediately before Shkia, because maybe already Ben HaShmashos, we could say it's already night. And the other way, we're going to continue Shabbos and extend it for one of a couple of reasons, but certainly because of the potential that it's still the day until the stars come out. So at this point, after Shkia, but before the stars come out, it's called Safek Yom, Safek Laila. And what do we establish when it comes to a Safek question? Depends on whether it's Midrabanan or Midraisa. The Azlinan Lakula B'Safek Durabanan. Since the majority of the poskim are the opinion that Sfiras Omer Bismanazet is merely Midrabanan, therefore, because of this, at a time in which it is a suffix, the time of Ben HaShmashos, which is in definition, Safek Yom, Safek Laila, that is a time, because it's Midrabanan, Safek Derabban Lakula will allow you to count the Omer at that time. However, he does conclude, the Mikol Makam Eina Nachan L'Hachnas Atzmul Safel Chachila. You're not supposed to put yourself into a situation of doubt. L'Hachim Medaktikin, that's the reason why the Mechaber says, those who are meticulous, not that it's necessary, but really a person should wait until Setzachavim Shubavadei Laila. Because at that time, it's certainly night. And this is only L'Chachila. But B'di'eved, certainly if a person would count from the point of Banish Shmashos, a person certainly counted and fulfilled their obligation. So the question is, why then do we do things B'di'eved? Why do so many communities do we count only after Shkia, but maybe we should wait until after Seitzu Chachavim? So there's a couple of reasons. First of all, as we just said, there's idea of Safek Derabbanan. Because the idea of counting the Omer is rabbinic, we're allowed to count technically during this time of Suffolk, this time of doubt. Furthermore, there's the issue which was already addressed by the Mishnah of Tircha de Tzibura, that the reason why we allow a person to daven at certain times is because by extending the davening to such a long point, it's going to be cumbersome for people to stay so long, to have to wait until Seitzu Chachavim, and therefore we daven and say to count the Omer earlier. Furthermore, in conclusion, there is a major issue, a major concern, by not counting in Shul at the end of Maariv and by waiting until after Seitzu Chachavim. And the issue is, you may forget. Once we're all gathered here together and we all count the Omer together, we know 100% we counted the Omer during maybe not the 100% best time, but at least we certainly counted and we certainly were Yatsu, we certainly fulfilled our obligation.